Moses, beginning of Chumash Devarim, Elo HaDevarim Asher Dibur Moshe El Kol Yisrael Be'ever HaYarden Ba'midbar Ba'arava Mosuf Ein Pararu Ve'tonfel V'lovim Ha'l Chatziras Di Zohav Acharetzer Yom Mechorev Der Harseir Ad Kadesh Parneya. And then it says Ve'ibar Ba'im Shana Ba'shtei Asher Chodesh Be'chal Ve'chodesh Dibur Moshe El Kol B'nei Yisrael Kol Asher Tzivah Oso Aleyhem. And then in page 6 it says Be'ever Edaber Torah Hol Moshe Be'eretz HaTorah Zos Leimor. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Mevayah the Torah B'Shivim Loshon, Rashi says. Oh, so there is a pasuk, and we'll see how this fits in. The pasuk in Yeshaya says on page 7 L'chon ki ochol kash loshon eish v'chash they were Moyes the Torah. So if you look in the Medrash Eicher Rabba, the Psicha, page 8, it says, So Masu's Torah Hashem is Torah Shebechsav. It's Imrus Kadosh Yisrael Niotzu Zot Torah Shebalpeh. They were Moses the Torah. The Kevin Sheshlichu Divrei Torah LaArts Hizchil Yirmiyo Mekonin Aleihem Eicha. So there is a idea that they were Moses the Torah, and the Moses HaTorah created the Golas. So let's look in the Yitav Lev. The Samarev is the grandson, right, of the Yitav Lev.
Called the Yeshiva. Yitav Lev, it's part of the name of the Yeshiva.
Yeah. So he says a very interesting thing on page 20. Elad Varm. Rabbi Masha Omru Chazal, Logolu Yisrael El Bashil Shekofru B'Tor Shabal Peh. That we saw the Medrash, I mean, Tor Shabsab, it's Tor Shabal Peh, they were kofir, and that caused Golus. Shenemar, as Imris Kadosh Yisrael Liyotzu, Zot Tor Shabal Peh. So he says, Yesh Lavi Tam, what's the reason that Mos B'Tor Shabal Peh that caused the Golus? So he's going to say a fascinating idea. Tishemash Amr Chazal Lo Koras Hakadosh Baruch Hu Brisim Yisrael Elav Shil Tor Shabal Peh. So the famous Gemara in Gittin, Rav Hutna has a whole famous piece. The first piece in Pachad Yitzchak and Hanukkah is about this: that Tor Shabal Peh is the special bris, the special unique relationship between Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. But he's going to say his own mahalach. Shenemar ki yapi advarim ha'ela karazi itcha brisus Yisrael. That's the pasuk here in Kisisa in Lamedalid, Shmos Lamedalid. Karazi itcha brisus Yisrael Lamedalid Chavzayin. So he wants to say the following. Listen to this. A new idea. I was very taken by this idea. He says, Ki ein ish v'isha korsen bris elim yesh lahem toldos. Obviously this has to be very sensitive here, but the Ika Krisus Bris, when you have a child, in other words, the husband and the wife created something together. So that's the Ika Krisus Bris. Avim Einlehem told us, Ein Beinem Krisus Bris, Vim Higdika Tavshilo Kola Bein of Lagarsha. Whereas the relationship, now, Chatzar Shalom, you know, there are some people, unfortunately, that have children and still have, you know, marriages. But the Ika is that solidifies things, you have a child together. So So the two created something together. And that makes the relationship even more cohesive, because there's a common binding between the two of them, the child. He says, if they're not, then maybe it's, you know, if she does something wrong, call the aid of Lagarsha, because made of. Says, he says what are the children that we have together with the Ribbono Shel Olam? It's Torah Shebaal Peh. Hashem gave the Torah, and He gave us the midos to be darshan. So together, we propagate the Torah. We're molid toldos. So Mamela, what we know is we make gzeiras, shnius harayas, shmus the Shabbos, tosev Shabbos, yontem prishus hamu, the Vesta is a chametz ve'er pesach chodim chatzos. All these dinim derabbanan that we did. I mean Chazal, human beings. But hakadosh hadlokas ner Shabbos v'chanukah v'kriyas halal u'megillah v'chahena. Kozeh b'chal Torah shebaal peh shenaseh Torah Hashem. She'anu b'varchim v'tzivon u'am Chazal m'tziv lo sosur. Which feels that Karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris. So the bris, that covenant, that cohesiveness, comes from Torah Shel Peh, because that's the toldos that we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam.
The Medrash says it's the Shem was a chosen and the Israel was
Mikoch toldosem kri yosim hem kevim shekoch, but once they're kofru b'Torah Shel Peh, then the bris, then they're not saying we're not, there's no toldos, because they don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. So then the bris falls away. Wow. Nifsa Krisa's bris became a shame. Mirik Vodo, Sholachos of Alpanov Yotsu Me'atsum. So then it's easy, Kol Be'ed of Lagarsha. So once Kol Yisrael was Moyes with Torah Shebaal Peh,
the Mela will be Moyes for everything.
Mela, there's no children.
Right. Yeah.
So pick up and go. Look, see, Parshas. Zos habracha vayerei Hashem et kol ha'aretz ad yam ha'achron ruchazal faribay ad yom ha'achron vayerei et kol ha'ma'oros ad chiyas ha'mesim v'ro Moshe kurban ha'bayis v'shvil shekofru b'tol shabal peh v'rachzu v'yishmul kol ha'orim tol shabal peh atzidim ligol v'zei yizor l'kaim tol shabal peh v'zei omar eila ha'dvarim shegikaimu ha'nem mar b'dvarim Hashem Dibre Moshe Kol Yisrael. The Devarim that Hashem says, Eila Dvarim Kol Shitaimu Hanemar B'Dvarim Shitaim Tor Shabal Peh Hashem Dibre Moshe El Kol Yisrael Molchut Neged Masha Osid Liyot Kusol. So the Eila Devarim is the, that's the Devarim. The Shadiber Moshe is the Torah Shebaal Peh. And the Torah Shebaal Peh is what keeps us together. Because that's our children that we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem provided the Torah Shebaal Peh. He gave us the Midah Shatar and Dreshazbem. And the Chazal with Dorish. And those are the toldos. But if you call for the Torah Shebaal Peh, there's no toldos. Then it's Kalam Be'ein of Lagarsha. That's one thing it says. Then he says another thing in the Itav Lev on page 21. There's Eila Dvar Mashadibir Moshe al Kol Yisrael Achraya Koso Sikhun Bevar Yadah Hol Moshe Beh Shatar Zos Leymor Hashem Okeh Dibir Leymor Leymor. What's Ishlov in Eila Hadvar? What's the Eila Hadvar? Jam Omer Leymor. What's the Leymor twice? So it says, Omdus hayu raglenu b'mkoma b'shvil sharayich yushlaim sh'osku b'toyim. Bir hadover. Shall the Asak Hatorah be Ian, the Hadish Hidushim, the Hasir Kushas Vasvekas, because the Mizame Aritim Flippus of Hokim, Hasovi Motor. It was the Pilpulishal Torah, that's our Korach HaMilchama. So Yeshua was out of Milchama there. But what is his way of fighting the Milchama? He's Lan Ba'omkosh of Halacha. Zelmar, Yivkar Lokim Chadoshim. Shepherish Matamid Vel Yah, Yivkar Lokim Chidushim. Chidushay Torah, Mikol Shashum. Hosif Zelmar, Zel Rayel Zesh, Harim Mogen, Im Yirav, Romach, Arbon Melch Vyisrael. Eiza Ella Shenitcha Mokhom, Mokhom Tashatom Chidushim Shechidshim. That's Mishar, Shalakakhti Biyarah, Emori Becharbi Vikashti. Mokhemes HaTorah. So he says like this, Hinei b'gmar v'nedarim l'amalamakhes lo nito Torah l'moshe l'uzaro. Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe, sh'nema k'sov l'cho k'sov k'sov sh'lcho v'nagla tov v'sayin noson l'Yisrael. And he gave it to Klal Yisrael. So what does that mean, he gave it to Klal Yisrael? The Torah wasn't for only for Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Gemara says no. Parach v'hazi ozi yitziva v'yitzim l'amayitzchem l'shan parach m'asik al pilpul ba'alma. In other words, the pilpul shal Torah was only meant for Moshe Rabbeinu, but he was Noach Tovas Ayin, and he gave it to Klal Yisrael. Peirush Rosh Haban Mecharifus. So what's the pshat? That Golkodes Hakadosh Baruch Hu Brisim Yisrael and Moshe Tosha Baal Peh. So he says, Moshe, he named next time, Moshe Kavash Eres Sichon Va'og B'Koach Pilpulam Chidushay Torah Shem Devarim Shabal Peh. You see, like this. Every time there was a Muhammad, there had to be a surgence of Torah Shabbal Peh, because that's our koyach of a Muhammad. So it starts with Torah Eilad Varim, that's Torah Shabbal Peh, and that's talking about, you know, before we were Nilcham, the Milcham of Acharei Hokoso Sichon, right? But then, Be'eva Hayad Emeret Moav, that's when we could go into Eretz Yisrael. Now we're going to have a Mechama with the Laman Aleph Melachim. So then we need more Torah Shabbal Peh. So Hoyel Moshe Be'eras HaTorah B'Shivim Lashon, that's what? Again, a resurgence of Biur HaTorah and Pilpulashot. So whenever there's a Mechama, before the Mechama, we have a surplus of Torah Shabbal Peh, because that's the Mechama to Shal Torah, and that ultimately is our Koyach HaMechama. So therefore that's how the Torah begins. Same Devarim Shabbal Peh. V'achar zeh hu yada sh'ot tzarech Yeshua v'Yisrael l'ilochem l'chmosh l'amad alach m'lochem. As nog b'am Torah v'sayin u'marsal lehem b'yir Torah shabachsav u'pul yotzim b'yavonat Torah shabachsav. So that's v'ever hayardein b'eretz Moav v'el Moshe nochamol Torah Shabbal Peh. Page 22. Ha'il ha'inu diburim Shadim Ramersha Kol Yisrael. Achri Hakosha Sichon Shekovers Bekocha Pelpulim Be'eva Hayade. So then Hoel Moshe Be'eras HaTorah Lo Machidushay Torah L'Doros. So then he says another idea. Listen to this. We know there's a famous pasuk. Yeah, the pasuk, by the way, on page 9 is that we were looking for in Kisisa. Vayom Hashem al Moshe, Sov lachas advarim ha'ela, ki al pi advarim that's Torah Shabbal Peh, karati itcha bris ves Yisrael. And then, and that's the Gemara in Gittin on page 10, that Amar ha'yam reochel lakar sa'gad sharach bris im Yisrael, el b'shviel, Torah Shabbal Peh. But this famous pasuk in Shmini, Esir achatos, Dorash Dorash Moshe Vehinei Sorach. So there's something very fascinating about that pasuk. If you look at the Masechta Sofrim on page 18, he says, "Oh, so Chatzia Torah, but there's something else." No, but you know what else there is? Fascinating. Look at this Masechta Sofrim.
What page?
Page 8.
Yeah.
He says, "Vav the Gochel Sorach Liozokim Yichatzia Osir Shal Torah." Darish Darish Chatzi Tevas. But look what he says. Darish Mishok Shita, Darish Mirosh Shita. That the two Darish Darash is supposed to be the end of the line, the first darash, and the second darash is what?
On the first word and the second line.
The second line.
Yeah.
So what's the significance? So it is a sefer that you have to be familiar with, the Megala Amukos. Now there are two parts, the two svarim of the Megala. The Megala Amukos on Torah, but then he wrote another sefer, Megala Amukos. Take a look on page 14. Sefer Megala Amukos Reish Nun Bov Beis Ofanim Al Veschanan. Because this Megala Amukos is only a Parshas Veschanan. There are 252 pieces, all having to do with Veschanan. Okay? So in this Sefer Veschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu, he writes, he explains the Masechet Tesofer. Right? What's this Masechet Tesofer that has to be the end of the line and the beginning of the line? He says, look where the arrow is on page 16. This is just like when we end the Torah, by Simchas Torah, right when we begin Bereishis, we start from the beginning. So, in other words, you have the end of the drushes, but when you think it's the end, you're just starting again. So you darash, and then it starts again. It's not in other words, like Rav Huttner wrote, you know, Rav Huttner wrote of a piece based on the Maral, that a shira always has to be circular. So the shira is a big question Rav Huttner discussed in one of the Mamorim. What's the end of the shira? Is Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Ve'ed? And you see that we're koifel Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Ve'ed in davening, because that shows us the end. But then, if you look at the Chumash in the Sefer Torah, Kivasus Paro is also written in the Shira.
Yeah.
So then that's mashma that Hashem Yimloch is not the end. Yeah. So what's the pshat? So Rav says, based on the Maral, that really Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Ve'ed is the end. But if you're saying a Shira to Hashem, it can't be finite. Because Shirat Hashem by definition has to be, Shirat Hashem has to be infinite. Has to be infinite. So how do you make it infinite? It ends. The answer is, whenever you end the Shira, you have to have a pasuk that you can read back into the beginning. Kivasus paro biruchvo az yashir Moshe. So that pasuk is the linker to go back. And then it's a Shira she'ein la sof. So the same thing by Torah. Darash. The Darash is at the end, and the Darash is what? At the beginning. Right. Because we always need the Pilpula Shel Torah. Why? Because that's a koyach. That's a koyach to survive. That's a koyach ha-mochama. So that's why you have Elul Devarim in the beginning, when we before Sichon Ba'og, and then Hoyo Moshe Be'er, that's to go into Eretz Yisrael. So to get into Eretz Yisrael, you need that Koyach HaTorah, the Koyach HaTorah Baal Peh. You know, and that's the, so that's what he writes here on page 22. He quotes the paragraph Atam Yesh Betor Lo Melachadish Bechol Dor Uderach Shapirish Harav Megal Amukos Dorash Besof Shita Dorash Beis Shita Shadayin Yesh Lidrosh Ki Ilu Haschala Hinei Soraf Rosh Yitayva Shishim Ribo Perushim Hinei Derech Beisa Begimara Marasa Esther Ki Esther Ruach HaKodesh Lachen Sovo Kama Tziyum Kama Perushim Kol Shekei Mamar Alkeinu. So that's the Dezerzi Dvar Hashem Chorev. Afiyot Mar Lama Nikra Hashem Chorev. Shemeni Yotzal Chorbana Ve'ulam Asa Olam. Chovi Yadei Sheyesh Bidibur Yisparach Lom Leimor Ledoros. Leimor Ledoros. Zey Yotzal Chorbana Ve'er Piyos Ve'olam. Because since we have Leimor Ledoros, Kevin Sheyesh Kein Yesh Bidei Koch Ve'pul Pukos Ve'chomas. Okay, Rav Lechem Shevis. Pusu Bohar Mari. In other words, Leimor Ledoros, meaning we're going to continue be darshening the Torah Ledoros. and that's going to be the churban of the Umas HaOilam. That's why it says b'chayrif, because it can't stop. You can't end the Torah. You can't end the Torah. 40, keep going and going and going, and that's the Darash Besov, Darash Bechila, and that's the Bris, and that's the Toldos, and that's the Gulis Yisrael, the Torah Shabbat Peh. Once you mars the Torah Shabbat Peh, then there's no Toldos, that's called Beit Avagarsha. So Elo Dvarim Gulis Yisrael, the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's a beautiful idea from the Yitav Leif. Bez Hashem, we should continue constantly being Dorish Torah Shel Peh. That's what the, you know, in the Sefer Keserosh, he says over from his Rebbe Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he gets based on the Gaon, that Kiddushei Torah is more you learn, you understand it clearer, keep reviewing and reviewing, it becomes clearer and clearer and clearer, and that's the Torah Shel Peh, that's the Toldos, and that's the Gula Israel. But Mas V'Tolbo Shel Peh, there's no Toldos, no children. Then call a bein of Lugasha. So Bez Hashem, we should all continue in the Bapul Shal Torah. You know, people sometimes they just want to learn quickly, and then no, you got to learn with Havana. You can't, but to understand things well, to go through it until you understand it. I told you, Rabbi Yashiv, he was of the. He said certain blot you have to spend 10 days on the blot. Certain blot. You can do 10 blot in a day. Certain blot you need 10 days for one blot. So that's the toldos, the Havana, the toldos, as we'll see. There's the Eilat Dvar, Gulas Yisrael, Torah Shel Peh. So Bez Hashem, B'schus the Torah Shel Peh, and our appreciation of the Torah Shel Peh, we should have the Gula Shleima, the Kibbutz Golios, on B.S. Mashiach to Kedo, Bimhei Rav Yameh. Okay, I apologize.